the Hutchings Recording Studio in Hutchings Elementary. It's the Hutchings Computer Lab Podcast. Today's guest, children's book author and illustrator, first grader, Lily. Hi, everybody. I am Mr. Horn. Welcome back to the Hutchings Computer Lab Podcast. This is episode number 2. I am so happy today to have our second guest, children's book author and illustrator extraordinaire, first grader, Lily. Lily, welcome to the Hutchings Computer Lab Podcast. How are you?
Good.
It's great to have you here. I've been so excited to have you on the show after reading your awesome book, Daisy. So, Lily, I've got so many questions for you today. Can you stick around for a few minutes and answer some questions for us?
Yes.
Thank you. Fantastic. So, listeners, just to remind you, we're going to be using Lily's first name only today. We're not going to use her last name because, Lily, our computer lab rules are when we're online, first names only, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Lily, you made a wonderful children's picture book all by yourself, wrote it and illustrated it. The name of it's Daisy. It's an incredible book. What can you tell us about this book, Daisy?
She wants to go to her friend's birthday party, but her parents say no.
So this gal, Daisy, what kind of animal is Daisy, by the way?
A mouse.
A mouse wants to go to her friend's birthday party, and her parents tell her what?
No.
That is not good. How does Daisy feel when she hears that?
Mad.
I bet she does. Lily also, while we have a minute, I want to remind our listeners, they can go check out your complete book, Daisy, with complete illustrations in full color online by visiting www.hutchingscomputerlab.com. Hutchingscomputerlab.com. Check out Lily's complete book. We've got a link for it. Go to Student Podcast, top right corner, find podcast number 2, and you can check out her book. All right, back to you, Lily. This is an incredible book. You started to say that Daisy the mouse wanted to go to a birthday party. Parents said no. She was pretty upset.
And then she sneaks to it.
She sneaks to it?
Yes.
Did she tell her parents where she's going?
She says she's going on a walk, but she's really going to the birthday party.
So, Daisy's kind of sneaky. Mm-hmm. She must have really wanted to go to that party.
Yep.
Uh-huh. So what happens to Daisy after she sneaks out of the house and tells her parents she's going for a walk? Does she take anything with her on this walk?
A birthday present.
Oh, and I see. So she takes the birthday present with her, and she goes on a walk. Talk us through what happens next.
Then, when they're having cake, her mom comes and finds her, and then she has to go home.
So, hey, Lil, I gotta ask. How happy is Daisy's mom when she tracks her down at the birthday party?
She's pretty mad because Daisy lied.
I see. Mom isn't too happy in the book here, hmm? Because Daisy didn't tell the truth. Is that right?
Yep.
So what happens to Daisy when Mom takes her home after she found her and caught her lying at the birthday party?
She stomps up into her room.
She does?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it seems as if not only do you have amazing pictures and illustrations and wonderful writing, you also added a lesson in your story here. What happened to Daisy when she didn't tell the truth and she lied?
Her mom told her dad.
Mm-hmm. And was her dad happy about her sneaking out to the party?
No.
No. So what ends up happening at the end of your book?
Her mom brings her back to the birthday party.
Oh, her mom brings her back to the party.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to ask, you probably know Daisy better than anybody. You think Daisy's going to be telling lies anytime soon?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. I think she learned her lesson. What do you think? So, Lily, that's an excellent book. And listeners, I'm going to try to do my best to talk Lily into reading her book later if we have time. If she can stick around a little bit after this show, I'm going to try to talk her into reading her book so we can have a complete audio book online, and check it out at the iTunes store too, so you can hear Lily narrate her own book and you can read along online with us. Lily, your book is great. Thank you for walking me through it. So how long you been an author and an illustrator?
Through the school year.
Through the school year? It's going well for you?
Mm-hmm.
So what got you started into books in the first place? Have you ever seen a book before you got to school? Do you have them at home? How'd you
I read a lot of stories at home.
You do read a lot of stories at home. Oh. Mm-hmm. So you've always been around books when you're younger? Kind of grew up with them?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any favorite books that you like at home, or books that you like your family to read to you?
I like it when my mom reads The Little House on the Prairie to me and Ellie.
Oh, Ellie's your sister.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom reads Little House on the Prairie series to you guys?
Yeah.
That sounds great. What time she do that? Maybe I'd come over. That's awesome. So you've been reading books, or your parents have been reading books to you for quite a while now.
Yep.
And you got started with your own book, Daisy. And the listeners out there, Lily's book is 19 pages long with complete color illustration for each page. Great job, Lily. She even has an About the Author page at the end of her book. You can check that out online at www.hutchingscomputerlab.com. Lily, besides being a writer and an illustrator and an avid lover of books, what else do you like to do for fun?
I like to play with my friends and my siblings.
You do? What kind of games do you guys play?
We play the Wii, we play tag, and we play, like, Barbies and Polly's down the basement.
Oh, you had me with the Wii and tag. You lost me there with the Barbies in the basement. But you know what? Hey, 2 out of 3 is not bad. I'm so happy to have you on the show with me, Lily, because I really want my listeners to check out not only your writing, but your artwork. And you made this. You were telling me before the show started, we were chatting, that you actually wrote this story towards the beginning of first grade. Not even now, which is almost, first grade's almost over, right?
Right.
So you made this story a while back. You weren't too old when you wrote it, right?
Right.
Oh, that's a great story. So how long would you say this story, Daisy, took you to complete? Was it more than an hour, more than a day?
Like 3 weeks or four.
3 weeks or 4 weeks? Took you that long? Did you ever feel like, you know what? I'm tired of doing this book. I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to set it down. I'm going to go play Wii. I'm going to go play Barbies in the basement. How'd you get through this whole book? How'd you do all the illustrations and everything?
I kept working on it during the Daily Five until it was done.
In the Daily Fives at school?
Yeah.
So you worked hard and kept working hard until it was done?
Yes.
That's how you finished it?
Mm-hmm.
For 3 or 4 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta tell you, I think your hard work really paid off, because this is an excellent book.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Do you have any advice for any young authors or illustrators out there that want to get started? Let's say there's a kindergartner or first grade out there listening. They're listening to the show. They want to make a book as great as Daisy.
Keep working hard.
Keep working hard. Keep working hard. Well, that is great. Lily, those are, I think, great words to go out by. Keep working hard. If I can, I'm going to do my best to have her stick around here after this show and do an audio book broadcast for us. I'll record it and put it up on our website, www.hutchingscomputerlab.com. Student podcast button is in the top right-hand corner. Check out Lily's book, Daisy. Check it out online. There's a link where you can click and read the complete book, all 19 pages. Says view complete book here. I could only do 16 pages embedded in the blog. It cut me off there. But if you want to see the end of the book, all 3 pages, click on the link, view complete book, right above the embedded book. Lily, thanks for coming on the show, girl. It's been great having you.
You're welcome.
Would you come on the show again if you do another great book?
Yes.
All right, let's set it up. So, for my guest, author, illustrator, first grader, Lily, I'm Mr. Horn. For the production staff and everyone, I'm here to say goodbye and...